The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I'm all about having those good bugs do a lot of the hard work in the garden, especially some of those species we may not consider. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer and the pest patrol expert on plantersplace.com, and I would like to talk to you about why it's good to create a nice habitat for dragonflies in your garden. We're used to seeing them buzzing around like miniature aircraft carriers without understanding how much they really do for us. And while many of us think dragonflies only hang around swampy areas or wetlands, we have plenty of them in our garden on the prairie. So no matter where you live, it's a good idea to improve your backyard space for them. As I mentioned before, our boys have opened my eyes to the little things that are happening around us. Whether it's right outside our door or during a hike in Glacier National Park, they notice things many adults don't even see. This spring has been all about aquatic life, so you can imagine their delight when they found dragonfly nymph in the pond. After dragonflies mate, the females lay the eggs along the edge of a pond or a marshy area, which is where the budding dragonfly spends a good deal of its life. This can be sometimes years. The nymphs are bizarre-looking creatures straight out of a science fiction movie. They're also voracious aquatic predators, eating mosquito larvae along with tadpoles and other small creatures, including other dragonfly nymphs. So they are definitely eating machines from the get-go. While a larger pond, one we might consider 20 feet or more in diameter, is desirable to encourage dragonflies to use this natal habitat, sometimes they do utilize smaller bodies of water. They need places to hide among rocks and vegetation, as well as some sort of prey base, which usually isn't a problem with the number of insects that spend time in the water, so they can feed until they metamorphosize into adults. It was really neat to watch the dragonfly shed its skin while it was developing into an adult. Remember that movie, Aliens? Well, this is undoubtedly where the creators derived their inspiration. The nymph clings to something out of the water, such as a reed, then comes out of its skin head first. It takes some time, but every moment has a new creepy factor. Of course, our boys thought it was totally cool. After it emerges, the young adult, called a tenerel, is back in business, this time as a hunter from the sky. They are powerful flying machines, sometimes traveling as fast as 30 miles an hour, and can zero in on prey with their incredible vision. They'll nab anything they hone in on and have a nearly insatiable appetite. About the only thing that stops them hunting for during their 6 to 8 week lifespan is mating, so that doesn't take a lot out of their schedule. During this time, they'll pretty much eat anything they can catch. This includes beetles, moths, flies, and smaller dragonflies. They're not picky. You have to realize we're dealing with a practically prehistoric creature whose goal is primarily food. There's not a lot of culinary selection with this bunch. But because of this, they're great to have in the garden. Not only do they consume a lot because they're great hunters, some reports conclude that when they go after something, they are 95% successful. That's unheard of with mammals. So be nice to your dragon. They're another addition to your collection of beneficial insects to help keep the detrimental bugs in balance. I'm Amy Grisak, and you can follow what we talk about with pests in the garden and how to best prevent them on plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.